And so we proceed with the show. We're going to take a look at what's happening with the markets. Global markets are trading in the green, although the US, that is in the US, the tech-heavy NASDAQ appears to be dipping in and out of the red. The local all-share index ended the day up 0.75% to close at 55,947 index points. Industrials were up 0.82%, while resources firmed up by close on 1%. Financials ended the day flattish, up 0.02%. Gold counters buckled on the day. They were down nearly 1%, and that's despite the gold price itself reflecting slight gains, trading around $1,809 an ounce. Brent crude oil remained steady on yesterday. It's trading around $43 a barrel. The local currency is firmer against major currencies, trading around 1660 against the US dollar, 1893 versus the euro, and 2088 against the British pound, which is, of course, quite a positive development. It's been above 21 for quite a long time. David Shapiro is on the line and he's been patiently waiting. He's the deputy chairman at Sasfin Securities. Thanks very much for joining us, David. I know that you're limited on time because you do have another appointment soon, but just give us a summation of how you see the markets today, the key drivers, etc.
Well, of course, the big driver is the story that progress is developing for a vaccine for coronavirus. That's a company called Moderna, which is an American business, and that share was up 9.4%. So what that's done is given a lot of hope to the market. And as a result of that, you know, you mentioned the NASDAQ, and why the NASDAQ's going down is another way of explaining the NASDAQ stocks, which are the tech stocks, is that they stay-at-home stocks, you know, because we're using the internet. So the move is going from the stay-at-home stocks to the, you know, to the away-from-home stocks.
Yes.
Which would be leisure and all the other stocks that have been hurt very, very badly. So we're seeing that move. So that's one stock. People are rotating from tech stocks to kind of value stocks or stocks that would be, that might benefit if a vaccine is found. So that's the one big move. The other big move is this move to euro, you know, to Europe. People believing that Europe is coming out of it perhaps better than everyone expected. There's going to be a pickup also helped by some of the stimulus packages, and we've seen the euro picking up against the dollar. So that's another big pick, you know, another big pickup as well. So European stocks doing very, very well. And there again, it's the airlines and also a lot of the leisure stocks that have done well. So that gives you the background as to where the market is. And of course, what happens is everybody gets out of gold. As soon as you feel a little safe, you start to dump your safe haven stocks. And so gold's down very, very slightly. You know, when we say getting out, it's hardly a move down, but that's why gold shares were sold off today.
Right.
So, but otherwise, a good day. You know, I mean, also a very good day with only gold's down, everything else up, with a lot of stocks being bought as well.
Yeah, of course, volatility will continue to be the order of the day. But do you think that the lows that we've seen are not going to be revisited anytime soon?
I don't think so, unless there's a catastrophe. You know, by catastrophe, unless this the outbreak really catches everybody by surprise and spreads dramatically. But you can see we're making progress all the time. And you know, also hospitals or doctors are learning how to cope with this virus, how to treat it. A huge amount of money is being spent on finding the vaccine. Moderna is a little ahead of everybody else, but I've no doubt that other cures will be found. So it's you know, you say volatility. Another way of putting it is, you know, this is two steps forward, one step back.
Yes.
And, you know, that's the kind of market. Don't think it's all over, you know, but not by a long shot.
Yeah.
But I think people are feeling better and learning how to cope with this, you know, with the virus, although we're still locked down and very, very nervous.
Of course.
And I heard a lovely quote from one of the European commissioners, I think a lady in charge of health there. She said, "No one is safe unless everybody is safe. You know, no one is safe unless everyone is safe."
Yeah.
So until such time as we get that vaccine and cures, you're going to find, you know, ups and downs all along the way.
Exactly. CPI, consumer price inflation, it was out for the month of May. It rose by 2.1%. It's the lowest figure in the longest time, 16 years, they say. But I guess this is just really a reflection of the poor economy.
It is, but what that does is I've been looking at some of the forecasts today, And there's now talk that you could have another three quarters of a percent reduction. In other words, come down by 75 basis points or by 50 basis points. What that does do is it opens up the way for further rate reductions. Now, that's great if you're a spender, not so great if you're a saver.
Exactly. That's negative for,
Well, I think the majority of people are on the spending side. So, with it, whether they finance their motor cars or homes or whatever it is. So all of this, I think, is pointing towards lower rates.
Yeah. Conversely, for pensioners, can they have a bit more? I mean, it speaks to what we just spoke about, actually. Can they have a bit more faith that there's going to be a bit more growth in their portfolios?
That point of view, yes. From that point of view, I think the markets are finding stability. You know, we're only down, I think the U.S. markets depend where we take a reading now, because it's up and down all over the place. We virtually flat for the year. So we've recovered all the losses in U.S. markets. NASDAQ, we know, has gone ahead. But in our market, we're only down about, I'm trying to work it out, about maybe 2%.
Right.
Which is a remarkable, if you think what we've gone through, Nancy, where we were in March and how we were thinking and where we are now, it's been a remarkable recovery. And so hopefully this translates into better economic growth, the confidence that we're seeing in markets. Just gives us some kind of stability, some kind of foundation, to get growth going.
David, one last thing before I let you go. I did see your frustrated tweet indicating that you had no power for about 5 hours. But I wanted to find out, did you look at Truworth? They came out with an update. Did you see anything on that?
I did not. I had no communication from 12 right through to after 5. So unfortunately, when I start to see lots and lots of paragraphs of words in that, I just say, okay, I'm going to leave that till tomorrow.
Leave it until tomorrow. David, thank you very much. And thank you for your patience. That was David Shapiro. He's the Deputy Chairman at Sasfin Securities.